It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Cool outside this morning. 58 degrees right now in Atlantic. A little chillier than what we've been accustomed to here lately. Don't worry, though. That humidity is still there. You can see it this morning in some of those low-lying areas. Wait till you get out and about today. And with us this morning, Brett Holtz from Camblin Plumbing and Heating. He'd like to tell us everything he knows about the shop. Ready, go.
I guess I'm done.
Okay. Your teachers were right, huh?
Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating have been together for over 70 years, and we continue to know that there isn't any other brand of heating and cooling equipment on the market today that will match with the quality and dependability that Lennox produces. We also know that Lennox, just as well as Camblin Plumbing and Heating, uses good common sense approach to warranties. Your comfort and trust is very important to both Camblin Plumbing and Heating and Lennox. And we want you to know that we're not just in the game for the sale, we're in the game for the customer service and the long haul. Give us a call the next time you have a cooling or heating problem, and we'll respond quickly. 243-1512 in Atlantic or 755-3286 in Harlan.
Well, it sounded all right to me.
I think it did turn out all right.
Very good. Yep. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, I want to bring our guest in this morning, Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center, in with us this morning. Okay, quick, tell us everything you know about weather. That's all you got? How's Dan this morning?
Good morning.
How are you? There he is.
I couldn't hear you there for a second.
Oh, we got you now. All right. Well, Dan, how are things this morning? The weather's been in a warm and humid pattern here for the most part, although the last couple of days have been a little bit more pleasant, not quite as hot. Are we going to see warm weather kind of come up as we get closer to our local fair here?
I think we will see some warm and more humid conditions coming back late this week. We've enjoyed some Canadian air the past couple of days. Daytime high has been a few degrees below normal. Nighttime temperatures down in the 50s and low 60s. Comfortable weather for mid to late July, but that high will move on to the east, and southerly winds will make a return to the region. I think by Friday and Saturday we'll feel the warmth and humidity for the most part coming back from the south with 80s and low 90s. The dew point temperatures have been in the 50s the last couple days, which is very comfortable for this time of year. They will be back up around 70. So summer-like weather coming back as we head toward the weekend with warmer, more humid conditions.
Yeah, heat and humidity, really not normal for this part of the state, is it?
Well, yeah, we've had periods of warm and humid weather. We had some of that occurring early this week and late last weekend, and of course at times through the summer. But really the summer has been fairly close to normal temperature-wise. If you look back through July and into June, when you average it all out, we haven't been too far from normal temperature-wise. We've been spared any lengthy periods of hot weather, and we've had some comfortable times in between the warmer spells.
Well, and although it's slowed down a little bit here in the recent weeks, it's been a fairly wet spring and summer.
It has been. In fact, I was just looking at some July data, and this also would generally be true of June, that we've had quite a wide variability of rainfall across the Midwest this summer. If you look at the area along and south of I-80 across southern Iowa and then down into Missouri, Illinois, and on through the eastern Corn Belt, that area has been quite wet. Most areas have been well above normal rainfall-wise since the 1st of June in those areas. Move farther north, though, there's actually some areas of central and northern Iowa that have had below normal July rainfall, and some northern areas of Iowa that have had below normal rainfall since the 1st of June. So we've got the situation where many central and southern parts of the Midwest still need to dry out, but some northwestern areas, you know, could use some rain right now. The latest total I have for Atlantic is 4.6 for July so far, which is above normal. I think that right here in the Atlantic area, we've been wetter than normal since the 1st of June.
Yeah, we've had some other years here recently where we've seen quite a bit of wet weather in the early spring and early summer, but it seemed like in those years, right around July 1st, it just kind of shut off all of a sudden and became very dry. We've still seen a little bit of that moisture this month.
Well, I think that, you know, that some areas that has been true where July rainfall has been, you know, quite a bit less than we saw early in the summer you know, the southern part of Iowa has continued that wetter trend. But you're correct. A lot of times you have, you know, wet May, June, and then things turn around and get drier in July and August. You're looking at the weather pattern coming up here over the next couple of weeks. It doesn't look like rainfall is going to vary too far from normal. So I think that, you know, as far as crops in Iowa go, I think that if we can get some rain in those northern counties over the next couple of weeks, it does look like quite a bit of Iowa, you know, could stand to have some fairly good crops this year. I know the latest crop rating said, I think, more than 80% of the corn and beans rated good to excellent here in Iowa.
Yeah, I can imagine. It seems like it's been a pretty good summer for growing.
Well, it has been. I think that our neighbors to the south and southeast have had it much worse as far as wet weather, you know, delaying their planting. And it's been wet enough, especially in parts of Missouri and Illinois and Indiana, that even caused some crop damage. Flooded fields and standing water has really reduced the condition of their crop. Some of the better crops are actually in Iowa, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Nebraska, South Dakota, where we haven't had quite as much rain this summer. I know some southern areas of Iowa, though, have had those heavy rainfall amounts along with areas farther south. That southern couple tiers of counties of Iowa have been a lot wetter than the rest of the state so far this summer.
Wow, yeah, it's been one of those years again. But let's. I want to ask you about this weekend. We talked a little bit about rain and what we've had this weekend, of course, with the Cass County Fair getting started here tomorrow evening. And I know there's some outdoor events that will be going on, and there's a chance of some rain in the forecast. Is there a real good chance? What are the odds we might see enough to push people indoors?
I think that initially rainfall will probably be fairly spotty tomorrow and Friday, so more than likely a lot of the time both of those days will be dry, that you can't rule out a shower, but I think that coverage and the amount of time it would rain both days would be fairly minimal. Probably Friday night into Saturday night would be the time when we could see greater coverage of rain and potentially some heavier rain here in southwestern Iowa. So I think that would be the time frame where it may disrupt some of the fair activities Friday night through Saturday night. That system looks like it'll move on to the south later in the weekend, so we could have another period of time Sunday and Monday when rainfall becomes more spotty once again.
Okay, so things like watermelon sound good this weekend, huh?
Yeah, well, it will, because it's going to warm up. It's not going to get unusually hot by any means, but we'll have some upper 80s and low 90s coming back on Friday and Saturday, and with those higher dew points, it'll make it feel quite warm. A little bit of cooling coming down from the north early next week, but I don't think this next air mass coming in will be quite as pleasant as the one we've had the last couple days, but temperatures will drop a little bit again Sunday and Monday.
Well, I know they're not anywhere here close by in the state of Iowa, but they are across the upper part of the state, and RAGBRAI is going on now, and I know a lot of those folks are happy that it's been a good growing season for the corn, because, you know, cornfields double as bathrooms sometimes, too, when you're out on the road like that. But the weather during the course of RAGBRAI week is always kind of important for those folks. Are they getting a decent one?
Well, I think it started out fairly hot when they were in Sioux City on Saturday and Sunday. It was fairly hot, but we've had this cooler trend come down from the north the past couple of days, and a little bit of rain with that cold front, but I don't think they've had any really long rain spells, and temperatures the past couple of days have been fairly pleasant. You know, as they head into eastern Iowa the next few days, I think today and tomorrow really still fairly pleasant along the remainder of the route, and not too much rain. As they get toward, I believe they're going to the Quad Cities for early this weekend, at Friday-Saturday time frame, it'll heat up again. But I guess all in all, for the week as a whole, not too bad temperature-wise, and they've also had you know, quite a bit of dry time also.
So it sounds like largely the forecast for us is kind of the forecast for pretty much the rest of the state the next few days.
Well, it will be. I think we'll see the warmer air initially coming back into western Iowa on Friday and spreading eastward into Saturday, and then that slight cooling coming back from the north later in the weekend. But just about the entire state will have their, I think, their greatest coverage of rain probably during that Friday night through early Sunday time frame, when that next cool front moves down from the northwest.
Okay, very good. Well, as always, Dan, if it's nice out, congratulations and a nice job. If it's raining out, well, it's all your fault.
We'll take the credit either way.
Okay. Hey, Dan, thanks so much. Have a good day.
You too. You're welcome.
You bet. Take care. All right, that's Dan Hicks from the Freeze Notice Weather Center here. We wanted to kind of get an update on what it looks like here for the next few days. You know, it's just when you get these kind of days where you get these stretches where all of a sudden it's kind of hot, humid, and whatever else, you know how it works in the summertime. You get these different things. You can't stay hot and humid forever. at some point, it's got to cool off, and that usually means it's done with a little bit of rainfall. So, and we see some rainfall chances in our forecast for the next few days, and that's, I guess, what we're kind of wondering is how big is the chance, because we've got some outdoor activities that are planned in addition to all the usual judging and things that you're going to see in the different livestock arenas over the next several days at the Cass County Fair here in Atlantic. Tomorrow night, there are outdoor activities with the Queen and King contest and the seniors being on stage and stuff. And then, of course, Friday night, the entertainment. You've got the mutton busting and the bull ride event that'll be going on. And Saturday night, a tractor pull. And didn't we just hear him say Friday night into maybe Saturday? Saturday night was going to be kind of the one that's kind of the key time. If we're going to get any rain, that's probably the window there. So I know a lot of folks are kind of looking at the skies and hoping things will stay pretty decent for those events too. So we'll just see. So many things going on. I think the only time that they won't really care if it rains or not would be mud volleyball on Monday night.
It would be work out fine.
In fact, they might welcome the rainfall at that point. Don't have to waste all that water tossing it on the ground to get the mud. And
it's true.
Quite frankly, it's don't have to go take a shower afterward either that way. Works out well. Let's keep our fingers crossed. And join us out at the Cass County Fair. We'll be broadcasting live Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from the fair. And we'll also have live coverage of that Queen and King contest tomorrow night. We'll have lots of stuff going on during the course of that period, too. So make sure you come on out and enjoy the fair and stop by and say hi to us as well. Want to turn things back over to Brett. If you're wandering around all day at the county fair and you get a little hot, a little sticky, and you want to go home and be comfortable, call the folks at Camlin's, right?
You bet. Good lead in there. Yeah. Camlin Plumbing and Heating carries a line of tubs and showers called Sterling. Over the past several years, we found that Sterling is the best manufacturer of bathroom fixtures that we have had. Their prices are extremely competitive, and their quality is excellent. Sterling offers a wide variety of styles and shower stalls, tub shower combinations, and lavatories and toilets. Stop in and see our showrooms in Atlantic or Harlan and see the offerings available. And of course, we have the right technicians for the installations of these new units with training and experience that can't be beat in the area. Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Harlan at 755-3286 and in Atlantic at 243-1512. Thought of the day today comes to us from Stephen Hawking. Intelligence is the ability to adapt to change.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Hey, thanks again to Dan for spending a little time with us. You go make it a great day, and God bless America.